This week's Shiurim have been sponsored by Family Taylor, Lichvod Simchas HaNesuim, which is Binyamin Taylor and Miri Govich. Kof Beis Ma'am Cheshvan. Is it Kof Beis or Kof Aleph today? Is it Kof Beis or Kof Aleph? We've missed the day, but it's one of those 2 days. Friday the 25th of October, it's certainly that day. Rabbi Avram Goodman, Chai Yisoro, the gift of speech.
You'll have to excuse me, because I'm going to start off with a saying on a cereal box. It says on the cereal box, you are what you eat. If I'm not mistaken, it's Kellogg's. So I would like to rephrase that sentence, and that will be the topic that we'll be speaking about this morning. You are what you speak. Okay. Now let's start off with Parashas Chayei Sarah. In this week's parasha, we come across Eliezer Eved Avrom. Actually, it's a very personal point, this Eliezer Eved Avrom. My name is Avrom Eliezer. I didn't make it up. You can ask, I've got my father-in-law here, my brothers-in-law are here. And anyway, when it comes to parashas, Bolok and Korach, I don't always choose the name of the parasha to be my name. And even this week, I didn't choose to call myself Sarah. So we'll start off with the parasha of Eliezer Eved Avrom. Eliezer Eved Avrom, we see in this week's parasha, he takes up quite a lot of the parasha when he goes to look for wife for Yitzchak, and the Torah doesn't call him by his name. And when you see in parashas Lech Lecha, he's mentioned by the gematria of his name, the numerical value of his name, which is very interesting. You don't find it by anywhere else. The Torah says, in parashas Lech Lecha, that is, Avrom Avinu went to fight the four kings, Vayorek es Chanichov, Yelidei Veisoi, that Avraham Avinu took along his members of his household, Sholei Shmeis Hashmoin Asa, 318. And Chazal tell us, Rashi over there says, who are the 318? It was Eliezer, because the gematria of Eliezer is 318. And it's a very interesting point that the Torah decides to call Eliezer by the gematria of his name. I think that we can understand this if we think about the gematria of 318 is Siach, Shin Yud Ches. The Torah is telling us, and as we'll see in this week's parasha, that Eliezer had something to do with Siach. And in this week's parasha, Eliezer talks and talks and talks and talks, and Rashi tells us, Yofe Sichoson Shel Avdei Ovis, how beautiful is the speech of Avdei Ovis, the slaves of our fathers. So again, 318. Now listen to this one. Eliezer speaks in this week's parasha, quite a few droshes he's giving. Five of the times when he speaks, the opening words are the erech, basically, Eved Avram Anoichi. If you count the words in those sentences, you'll come across no more and no less than 318 words. I'll just tell you the psukim. It's psukim yud beis till yud daled, chof zayin, Lamed Dalet to Mem Zayin, Nun Dalet and Nun Vov. There are the times when he's talking to Rivka and he tells her, can you give me a drink? There he didn't start off with the opening words, I am an Eved Avraham. But the times when he mentions Eved Avraham Anoichi, 318 words. Again, Siach. Yofe Sichoson Shel Avdei Ovis. The Siach, the speech of Avdei Ovis is so beautiful. Yose Miteroson Shel Bonim. There's a Gemara, a very complex Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph. There the Gemara tells us an interesting story. The Gemara is towards the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, where the Gemara tells us the halacha of a Yud Beis, Chof Zayin, Lamed Daled, Nun Daled, and Nun Vov. I'll just hold you the first pasuk. See the. The Gemara tells us towards the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, a sukkah gezula, a stolen sukkah is pasul, but there are cases where it's kosher. Says the Gemara story. Sukkah lamed aleph lamed aleph. There was a lady, Hahi Itza. This lady came to Rav Nachman. And she said, Hahi savted her, soy de kamed Rav Nachman. This lady came to Rav Nachman and she said, Resh gelusa vekulu rabonon. The Resh gelusa. And all the Rabbonon, Debei Resh Gelusa, Besukah Gezula Havu Yosvi. They're sitting in a stolen sukkah. Sovcha Veloi Ashkach Bo. She screamed and Rav Nachman didn't take notice. So she said, my Zaidi, Avraham Avinu, had 318 servants, and you don't listen to me. She's just talking, we don't have to take note of her. She came to Rav Nachman and she said, she had part of her sukkah, which was part of the sukkah of Resh Geluta, was stolen from her. And she said that they weren't mekayem mitzvah sukkah gezula, it's possible. So she had the right to get her money back and to say they were sitting in a possible sukkah. Rav Nachman didn't answer her. Sovcha veloi ashkach bo. Just imagine somebody comes to a Rav and he says to the Rav, somebody's sitting in my stolen sukkah. So the Rav says, it's not possible. Yes, possible. He wasn't misyachas, he didn't take note. Veloi ashkach bo. And here I want to mention something which my chavrusa, the Meir David Disler, he pointed out over here. He said, why did Rav Nachman not take note at all of what she said? He didn't answer her. Because if you listen to the words that she said, and you think about them, then you understand. She said that Resh Gelusa v'kulu Rabbonon are not ben yotzei mitzvah sukkah. If somebody comes along and comes to the Rav and he says, Rav, my neighbor's not being mekayem mitzvah sukkah. He'll say, yes, mekayem mitzvah sukkah, not mekayem mitzvah sukkah. You're talking against Resh Gelusa v'kulu Rabbonon. I don't need to take note of what you're saying. Get lost. I'm not misyachas. Anyway, that's not the point that we're talking about. That was just a dover be'itim atoy. Anyway, so the Gemara says that she came along and she said that Resh Gelusa v'kulu Rabbonon are sitting in a sukkah gezula. Rav Nachman didn't listen, so she came along with another taina. Listen to this one. My Zaidi was Avraham Avinu, and he had 318 servants. Mazel tov. So what? What do I care? My Zaidi also had 318 servants. What did she mean over here? So of course the Mefarshim asked, but I think that in light of what we said, we can understand this Gemara. She came along and she had a time she was speaking. Rav Nachman had earplugs and he wasn't listening. She said, you're not listening to what I'm saying. My words don't mean anything. My Zaidi had 318 servants. Eliezer Begmatria, Siach! Siach! Yofa Sichos on Shalav Deovois. The words that came from my Zaidi, not only my Zaidi, but his Eved even spoke. Eliezer Eved Avram. Says Rav Nachman, that means that everything you say I have to listen to? Of course, if you follow in the footsteps of Avraham, you can also talk right, you can also talk nicely. But not everything that you say is going to be as beautiful as Siach Eved, Eliezer Eved Avraham. Eliezer Eved Avraham was a Talmid, a Doilo Mashke. He took the beautiful gift of speech from his master Avraham, Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. We see in the parsha straight after this, when Eliezer came back, then Vayetze Yitzchak Losuach. Again, the Sicha, which he inherited from his father, so Avraham passed on to the generations afterwards, the Maila of Siach, the beauty of the gift of speech. But it doesn't mean that everything that everyone says is worthwhile listening to. So we have the beautiful Maila, advantage of the gift of speech, of beautiful speech when somebody speaks Tzemzach, when he speaks as he's supposed to. And the Mefarshim in the Parsha, they go through the parasha of Eliezer Eved Avraham and they see the Chochmah in what he says, Rabbeinu Yonah in the parasha, the Al-Sheikh, and others. They go through and they see different points. I'm not going to go through the whole parasha. I want to basically talk about one point. Maybe when it gets towards the end, maybe we'll speak about one other point. But we'll start off with the idea which we see towards the beginning of the parasha now. In the beginning of the parasha, we see another conversation which two people had, Avraham and Ephraim. They were discussing together buying a burial plot for Sarah. And there we find in that parasha an interesting point. The word Shemo'enu, Shemo'eni, listen to me, is mentioned 5 times in the parasha. If I wouldn't know what's going on, I would imagine that there was a hurricane in the background, lightning and thunder, and they couldn't hear each other. Because they kept on telling each other, listen to me, and Avraham was telling Ephraim, and Ephraim was telling Avraham, there was something wrong with this conversation going on over here. What was the matter? Avraham spoke to Ephraim. Ephraim spoke back. Listen to me, Shemo'enu Adoni, Shemo'eni. But the languages that they were speaking, when you read the Chumash, it looks like it was the same language. They were supposed to be both speaking Lashon HaKodesh. But the truth is that they weren't speaking the same language. Because if you look at the parasha of Ephraim, and you see that Ephraim says, come on, I want to give it to you as a present, Avraham. Avraham, do you hear what I mean? Do you hear what I mean? I said, pay for it good and proper. Listen, Avram, listen to me, Avram. Don't listen to the words that I'm saying. Listen to what's coming behind my words. And Avram was telling him, Lozot me de alenarish kaitin. I'll pay you cash and give it to me. They were speaking two different languages. Avram was speaking the language called Emes, and Ephraim was speaking the language called Sheker. So there was a little difficulty in each one understanding the other one, and they got to the end, and Ephraim walked away with what he wanted, and Avram walked away with what he wanted, but there was a difficulty because they weren't speaking the same language. So the first point that we'll mention about the beauty of the gift of speech is the beauty of the gift of beautiful speech. And that is that we have a very big mile, a very big advantage, that we've got this koyach hadibur. There's a doimein, tzoimeach, chai, medaber. But the medaber is the one that speaks, and that is us. We have this beautiful gift if we use it properly. If we are descendants of Avram, and we behave like descendants of Avram, and we use our mouth in the beautiful way that we can, then we're entitled to the same title that was given to Eliezer, Yofesi Choson. It can be said about us as well, Yofesi Choson, we're descendants of Avram. Yitzchok took this Maila Vayetze Yitzchok Losuach Basoda, he also used this Sicha, and we can also use it, but only when it's used properly. The Me'iri in Pirkei Avos, Perik Aleph Mishneh Beis, says the following, HaKazbon Harei Hu Kemes. A kazbon is one who lies, one who doesn't speak the truth. Hakazbon harehu kemes. He mailas hachai bedibor. The advantage of a live one is speech. Somebody who doesn't speak truthfully, he cannot be considered somebody who has the advantage of being alive, because he's not using his life the way it's supposed to be used. Hakazbon arei ukemeis ukevar yadua mama hachochom hakazbon arei ukemeis ki mailes achai bedibur v'im botel hadibur botlu chayov. Similarly, the Chinuch, in a few places, speaks about the advantage of speech, and he also makes note that speech has its advantage when it's spoken truthfully. One place is in the mitzvah of Erechin, and there he says the same. He goes, approaches the advantage of speech the same way that the Me'iri does. Erechin is when somebody takes a human being and he says that he wants to give the money of that human being, whether it's himself, somebody else, the money of the, however much that human being is worth, to the Beis HaMikdosh. So he's mechuyev to give, he has to give the Beis HaMikdosh the worth that however much that person is worth, whole parish of Erechin, the end of Parshas Matos, and it's something which he's mechuyev to do, because he had said something. Says the Chinuch, Mitzvah Shi and Nun, Umishroshe HaMitzvah, the roots of this mitzvah, the Chinuch always says, but all the mitzvahs, Lefisha Odom Lo Yishtatef Be'elyoinim Zulosi Bedibo, the way a person can be connected to higher things is through his speech. V'hu Kol Chelek HaNichbod Sheboy, the advantage of a human being is his speech, Sheboy. The reason why a person is called a Nefesh Chaya, it says in Parashas Bereishis, the Rebbeinu Shloim made man, and Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Ruach, Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaya, and it says, Vahi Odom Bede Odom Nefesh Chaya, Kudem Targum Onkelis, Vahayois, Havas Ba'odom Leruach Memalalo. The Targum says that the Rebbeinu Shloim made man somebody who can speak. So man became man, disadvantage. Okay, so he's got this beautiful advantage of speech. Kisha achel ke'aguf meisim heim. Ve'im yafsid odom ze'a chelek ha'toiv. If somebody loses speech, how is he losing speech? The Chinuch is not talking about somebody that needs to go to speech therapy, somebody who's lost his voice. He's talking about somebody who says that he's mechuyev to give an erech and he doesn't give it. He's somebody who was over on the lab of loy yachel devar. Not saying he was over on the lab, but he did the same idea. He made his words chulin. If somebody loses this advantage, he says, and he doesn't keep the words that he has said, then Yishoer Haguf Meis, he can be considered dead. Ukikli Ein Chayfetz Boy. Alkein Nischayev Lekayem Diburay. Therefore, he has to keep the words that came out of his mouth. Bameshu Mishtamish Boy B'Divrei Shemayim Mikol Mokin Kamei Be'Hekdeshos. At least by Hekdeshos. But the idea is the same. That person has to make sure to use his speech properly. So the mitzvah was said by Dvarim Kedoshim, and he carries on and he says, V'loy tzivu chachomim v'yziru kama azhores. Yziru chachomim kama azhores, shalo yishana odem b'diburay, gam tiknu le'mekale le'meshane diburay. Chachomim went further, took this mitzvah of Erechin further, and they said that somebody who's meshane b'diburay doesn't keep his word in Chayshim Mishpot, then he gets a mishapora, achmona litzlon. The advantage of speech is when it's used properly. So here we have the gift of speech, and as we said, the gift of giftful speech, beautiful speech. And as we said, that on the cereal boxes it says you are what you eat, but a yid knows that you are what you speak. So we have the Me'iri and the Chinuch that say that somebody who doesn't use his speech properly, he can be considered, Rahman Litzlon, like somebody who isn't alive. The Chinuch speaks about the advantage of speech in a few other places. There he takes it from a little different angle. In the mitzvah of Vidui Maestris, Tofresh Zayin, the halacha is, the Torah tells us that one has to come to the Beis HaMikdosh and be mitzvah de Vidui Maestris and say that he has done that what he was supposed to do with his maestris. He took Truma and Maisa, Maisa Rishin, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Oni, and he's supposed to say that he has done it, and that's called Vidui Maestris. That's one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. So the Chinuch again explains us the idea behind this mitzvah, and he says, Mishroshe HaMitzvah Lefi Shesgula Sa'odom V'Godel Shivchoy Hu Adibu. The advantage of a person is his speech, Shehu Yeseboy Al Kol Minei HaNivroim. He's better than all other creations, better than the animals. She'ilu Mitzad Yeseh HaTnuois, the other actions that he does, Gam Sha'bei Ba'alei HaChayim Yisnoyahu Kamoiv. Other animals also can move. So what is the advantage of a human being? His speech. There are those people, many people, that are afraid to nullify, to be passel their words by not speaking properly. The hoid that a person has is his speech. Worse than doing actions, worse than doing other various with his other limbs of his body. Therefore, carries on the Chinuch to say that the Torah made a mitzvah of going to the Beis HaMikdosh and saying, using this special gift that we were given, saying that we had given maestris, because a person will be afraid to say sheker, and that way the Torah is making sure that a person will give maestris. Because to give maestris or not to give maestris is something which somebody, chas v'shalom, may lack it. But when he knows he's going to have to use his speech and say, I gave truma, I gave maisa, he won't be able to do that if he didn't. If he hadn't given truma maisa, he won't be able to say these words because he will be damaging the beautiful maila of his dibur. You have some people, you talk to them, and you can't know if what they're saying is right or wrong. That means that they don't have the advantage of speech. The Gemara tells us in Yevomis, listen to this, ah, gewaldig. The Gemara tells us in Yevomis, Daf Samach Gimel, that Rav had a wife which wasn't so gewaldig. Yeah, we won't go into details. He asked for adashim, he asked for lentils, and he got tilfuchi, he got a type of bean, pea. He asked for this type of pea, tilfuchi, and he got adashim, he got lentils. Okay, it doesn't matter. The main thing in life is not how the soup ends up. So he kept his wife, and they lived okay. The Gemara tells us that Rav said to Rav, Dayenu shemegadlus es bneinu matzilus tzonim minachet. We have to understand these Gemaras, of course, they have deeper meanings. Just take out this point. So he had his wife, whatever he asked for, he got something else. He asked for fleishiks, he got milchiks, he asked for milchiks, he got fleishiks. And one day he sent along his son, and he said, tell mommy that today I would like to have some lentils. And lo and behold, he comes dinner time and he sits by his place. He's got lentils. He didn't know what's happening. He was shocked. He got what he asked for. It had never happened. He was shocked. And he tells his son, he says, Mummy's getting better. She's improving in her old age because I asked for lentils today and I got lentils. So his son says, Tati, no, you have to understand what happened. You asked for lentils. So I knew that if you asked for lentils, then Mummy's going to give you this type of pea. So I went along and I said, Mummy, Tati wants the pea. So she gave you the lentils. So I changed it around, and that way you got what you asked for. And Rav said, oh, that's a good idea. That was a very good idea. You still shouldn't do it, because you shouldn't say words which are not emes. So there you see that Rav told his child that you shouldn't say things which are not emes, even if it's for a good cause, but that's not the point I want to bring out from this Gemara. What I would like to mention is what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says in Erechus Yosha, in Erech Emes. He brings down this Gemara and he says such a beautiful point. He said, Rav, when he heard the idea from his son, he was so taken back. He said, wow, I never thought of that one. I want lentils, I should just ask for tilfachi. Rav doesn't need me to tell you who he was. Everyone knows that Rav was Rav. That's it. I'm not going to say any more about Rav. The idea of turning around lentils to tilfachi, to this pea, in order to get lentils, is something which I think anyone could have thought of. So why didn't Rav do it? He said, it's a good idea. You still shouldn't do it because it's not emes. So Chaim Kanievsky said, Rav didn't enter his mind something called sheker. To what you want, you say something which is not true. There is such a thing as saying things which are not true. How can you do such a thing? Reb Pesach Krom says that there was somebody who was standing by some sort of office, and he had to sign up papers in order to get an insurance or whatever it was, and he had to say his age. He didn't come along with any forms. You'd have to say what your age is. So he asked the person next to him. He said, they're going to ask me what my age is. What should I say? Should I tell them that I'm 41? Because then I'm older. And if I'm older, then I'll get pension quicker. Or should I tell them that I'm 35? Because if I'm younger, then I have to pay less for the insurance. So he asked him, how old are you? He said, I'm 39. He says, why don't you just say you're 39? He says, oh, I never thought of that one. So you have some people like Rav that just doesn't cross their mind there's something called sheker. And you have, yeah, okay. So we have the maila, the advantage, the beautiful gift of beautiful speech. And there's one more chinuch, and this is a chinuch in Ayin, where he speaks about the love of Birchas Hashem. Birchas Hashem, Beloshin said, you know, we're not talking about giving a brocha to Hashem, the avera of saying words, Rachmon Litzlon, which are the opposite of a brocha to Hashem. It says, the chinuch, umishroshi ha-mitzvah Birchas Hashem, lefi shemisroikin odom, b'mama hara, ha-hu mikol toivo. A person, if he says bad things, then he's emptied out from all his goodness. V'chol hoid nafshoi ne'pach lemashchis. All his beauty has turned into something disastrous. V'inehu nechshav kebehemois. Again, he compares him to the animals. Kebeoisoi dovo mamish. With that same thing. She hivdilo Hashem yizbarach letoivo. Uboi nas odom. With the thing that made him into man. V'hu adibo. He's taken this beautiful advantage that he was given, the hoid nafshoi, and he's turned himself into Rachman Litzlon. So here we have somebody that's used his word not just to say sheker, he's done much worse. But again, the idea behind it is that he's used his speech in the wrong way. I was thinking to myself this morning about what I was going to say, and I thought that I would like to add on another point. Because of what's going, I come from Eretz Yisrael, and people ask me, what do you have to say? What's the situation? What's the chadashot? What's the night? I would like to tell you a point. Another point, again, to do with speech. It says in Haggadah Shel Pesach, Chochamo Oimer, Roshamo Oimer. So this is a Hasidish Avot. The Hasidim say, Chochamahu. What is a chacham? Oimer, according to what he says, Rosh Amahu, Oimer, Tamahu, Oimer. Put the comma before the word Oimer. I would like to tell you, take this one step further, this Chassidus Shavuot. I haven't seen it in any Haggadah, and if you do see it in a Haggadah, then don't use the Haggadah Seidinite, because it's not really a pshat, which should be we should be saying Seidinite. Nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the idea behind it is astounding. We all have a tchuna, a trait, which is very bad for us. There's something which is called Ein Odom Roya Nige Atzmo. It's a mission in the Goyim which says that a person is not allowed to al pi halacha paskin his own Negoyim. If a Kohen has a Nega, then he is not allowed to be the one to see his Nega. But the idea that they say behind it is that a person doesn't see his own chisroinus. He doesn't see his disadvantages. Ein Odom Roya Nige Atzmo. He can't see his own disadvantages. So what do we do about it? We can't see our disadvantages. I might be terrible in davening, I might be terrible in learning, in Veinodim Lechaveroi. What am I going to do about it? But we have another trait, another tchuna. And that is Kol HaPoisel B'mumoi Poisel. That what you see in others, if you see somebody else has a fault, then you should know that the only reason why you can see it is because you yourself have got something to do with that terrible midah. So we say in Haggadah Shel Pesach, and here we go. Rosha mahu oime. What does the bad one say? What does the Rosha say? Ma avodah zayis lachem. What's going on with you? You, you're davening. You're terrible. You, benodim lechaveroi, chaval al hazman. And he points fingers at everyone else, and everyone is terrible. And our neighbor of mine made such a racket in the middle of the night. And his kids, and one after the other, he sees fault in other people. This Rosha doesn't understand that the reason why he's seeing fault in others is a brocha. It's a brocha. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants him to know that he himself has those chesroinos. And as they heard once, somebody says that when you point a finger at somebody else, you're pointing three at yourself. So he sees fault in others. And he says, he's so terrible and he's so terrible. Since he has taken himself out of this, of his seeing bad, he's seen bad in everyone else, and he's forgotten to notice that kola poisel b'mumoy poisel. He hasn't noticed that the fault that he's seen in everyone else is in himself. Kofa v'ike, he's missed out the ike, he missed the boat. The main reason why Hashem wanted him to see fault in others was in order that he should perfect himself. Go along and see fault in others. What's the use? The Ribbono Shel Olam has given you this gewaldige, meiridike, meile advantage of seeing fault in others in order that you should perfect yourself. But if you're going to be pointing fingers at others and saying, Ma avodah zayis lachem, velachem, 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 then you've missed it all. And we tell him, Reb Yid, Ilu hayosham, if you would be in those that person's shoes, you're lo hayonigal, you wouldn't be any better than him. And that's the point that you're supposed to be learning from here. When you see fault in others, if we know that when we see fault in others and when we speak about them, then we're really telling everyone all about ourselves, then I think we'll be a little bit quieter. A member of my family was by a simcha recently, and the topic over there that was spoken about where they were sitting was something which wasn't really dibur toiv. So he tried to change the subject. Whether he managed or not, I won't tell you. And he said something that there's beautiful things that are going on in Klal Yisrael as well. And he mentioned something positive. And I'll mention it to you also. Not that making an appeal at all, just the idea that was going on. You look at the chesroinos that were going on. He mentioned that there was something. He said, my daughter has got something in her class, a girl in her class, that's a kala. She comes from a broken home, Rahman al-Itzlan, and her parents can't help her too much, so my daughter's going around collecting here and there in Kiryat Sefer, and she's got from one person, she's got crockery from someone else, she's got different appliances and different things. People are opening their hearts. My daughter was shocked at the open heart of Klal Yisrael, how they're giving. There's so much good in Klal Yisrael, so much good. There's some people that can go around and they use the gift of speech in one way, and others can go around and use it in a different way. We've all been given this beautiful gift of speech. On the one hand, we can say MS, we can say nice things, we can say Kulu Rabbonon, are doing mitzvahs, are learning Torah, and Chas V'Shalom, people can use it in the other way. There's Rabbeinu Yonah, I haven't had a chance to look it up this morning, Rabbeinu Yonah, obviously I'm not mistaken, it's Pirik Aleph Mishnah Vov, and a few other places as well, where he brings down a pasuk in Mishlei, Odom Lefi Mehaleloi. If a person praises others, then it shows that he himself is a praised person. So just to recap in 30 seconds, we said Eliezer is Gematria 618. 318, thank you very much. 318, he said 318 words. Siach of Yitzchok, also by Yitzchok, Rav Suach Basada. We mentioned the Gemara in Sukkot of Lamed Aleph, that he saved her, she came to Rav Nachman. Didn't take notice. Why? And then she carried, why? Because she spoke against the Rabbanon and all the Reshkelusa and Kudur Rabbanon. She said, my Alter Zaydi had 318 Avodim. We were given the beautiful gift of speech, gift of beautiful speech. He said, it's very nice that you're given it, but use it properly. We saw Ephraim and Avram had a little bit of difficulty understanding each other because they were speaking two different languages. And we saw the Meiri, Hakaz Bon Ariel Kameis, the Chinuch in a few places that compares somebody who says Sheker to somebody who's dead. He compares him to an animal. And then we said over the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Rosh Hashanah Memar Avodah Zarachem. But on the other hand, if we use our speech properly, Adam Nafi Mahalaloi, and we use the gift of speech, then we can call ourselves descendants of Avraham Avinu, and we should all be zoicha to use our gift, our speech, in the way that it was given to us, and we should be zoicha to all brachas and yeshuas.
Amen. Amen.